Well, hello and welcome to the Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark and thank you for joining us again. Welcome if it's your first time. Today is going to be, I guess, part two of a two-part podcast that I decided to devote to the music of Johnny Hodges, the great alto sax player who made his name with Duke Ellington and his orchestra. He was with Ellington pretty much consistently from 1928 until he died in 1970, with the exception of 5 years, from 1951 through 56, when he went out on his own to seek fame and fortune, and he already had the fame, and he didn't get the fortune, so he came back to the Ellington Band. We're kind of concentrating on those 5 years. The first podcast I did was devoted to the regular band that he had in 1951, 2, and 3. It was a stable personnel. They did a fair amount of touring and a good deal of recording and had one hit record to their name, the kind of rhythm and blues hit Castle Rock, which featured the composer, tenor sax player Al Sears. And after Al Sears left to seek his fame and fortune, Hodges kind of let the band go, more or less, or it just sort of petered out in terms of engagements. And he spent a couple of years doing freelance work, playing with other groups, recording for various labels, most notably Norman Grand's various labels, Norgran and Verve and so forth, before he went back to Ellington's band in time for the great Newport Jazz Festival concert in 1956. So today we're going to be listening to some of the music from that second part of his period away from Ellington. And we're going to hear music from two or three albums that he did for Norman Granz that featured members of the Ellington Band. He was still very much identified with them, even if he wasn't playing with them regularly. We're going to start out with an album that he did called Perdido, and suitably, we're going to start with the title track, Perdido, the tune that was composed by, at least some degree, Duke Ellington, but Juan Tizol, most notably. Ellington probably did a little refining in there. I don't think he even had his name on it, but it became known as an Ellington piece. Then we're going to hear the old standard by Art Hickman from 1919, Rose Room, which was a standard during the swing era. In fact, Barney Bagard, the clarinet player, had it as a feature with Duke Ellington's band, and Ellington later changed the melody and a few of the chords and turned it into In a Mellotone, which Hodges also recorded several times. But this is the older tune, Rose Room. And then we're going to finish up this set with Squatty Roo, a Hodges tune that he had recorded with his own band in the 1940s. And this is from the LP era, as I should point out, so these tracks are allowed to go on for a while, so these soloists are able to stretch out and express themselves a little more fully than they had in the earlier 78 RPM days. So in the band on this LP, which was recorded, by the way, on January 7th, 1955 in New York, we're going to hear Harold Shorty Baker on trumpet. He had been with the Ellington Band in the 40s. He had, at the time, was married to Mary Lou Williams. He had been with Andy Kirk before that and did some freelance after that in the 1950s. Lawrence Brown is on trombone. He had left the Ellington Band with Johnny Hodges in 1951 to go out on their own. Johnny Hodges, of course. Arthur Babe Clark on tenor sax. He was an African-American player who'd had a long career. He wasn't terribly well-known, but he was a very good saxophone player. He became a little bit better known in the 1950s and 60s when he was playing studio dates and playing some R&B as well. In the rhythm section, we have Leroy Lovett, who was a key member of that first Johnny Hodges band. He was an arranger as well as a composer and played piano, of course. We're going to hear John Williams on bass and Louis Belson on drums. And of course, Belson was often on part of the Ellington Band as well. So we're going to start out with those three tunes, Perdido, Rose Room, and Squatty Roo. And this is Johnny Hodges and his orchestra from the LP Perdido. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So there we had three tunes from the album Perdido by Johnny Hodges, released in 1955 on the Verve label. We heard the title track, Perdido, which featured some excellent solos by the trumpet player Harold Shorty Baker, who was from St. Louis and had that big St. Louis brass sound. He also did very good muted work and sounded in places like Cootie Williams. We also heard Arthur Babe Clark on tenor sax, getting an unusual amount of space for him to stretch out. He was a very good player and floated under the radar for most of his career. Then we went on to Rose Room, the 1919 Vincent Newman, or Art Hickman tune, I should say, that featured the leader playing the melody up front, Johnny Hodges, in a tempo that was a little unusual for him. It wasn't the slow, bluesy, soulful tempo that he often played, or the very up-tempo, flashy thing that he would do from time to time. This was kind of a medium up-tempo, not something he did all that often, but that he did very well, as did the trombone player, Lawrence Brown, who's featured on that. Then we finished up with the Hodges tune Squatty Roo, which was a good feature for all the horn players. Johnny Hodges on alto, Babe Clark on tenor, Harold Shorty Baker on trumpet, and Lawrence Brown on trombone. Even some drums by Louis Belson, who gets a solo in there. And in the background, we have Leroy Lovett on piano and John Williams on bass. And those were done on January 7th, 1955 in New York. So we're going to move on to the next album that came out by Johnny Hodges and his orchestra, a thing called Creamy that paid tribute to the alto sax sound that he got. This was released late in 1955 or early in 1956 for Verve, and it featured some of the same musicians, all good Ellingtonians. We're going to hear Clark Terry this time on trumpet, one of his early recording sessions where he got to stretch out with his elders, as it were. Lawrence Brown again on trombone. We're going to hear Jimmy Hamilton playing clarinet and possibly some tenor sax in the ensemble. Harry Carney's on baritone sax, along with Johnny Hodges on alto. We're going to hear Billy Strayhorn on piano. He was a little reluctant at times to display his jazz chops, but he does very well here. He was certainly a very capable piano player, and Hodges used him on numerous recording sessions. Jimmy Woody, who was playing bass with the Ellington Band at the time, and Sonny Greer, who had played with the earlier version of the Ellington Band and had left to go on the road with Hodges in 1951. So we're going to hear, let's see, three tunes from that album. We're going to hear a Hodges tune called Scufflin', which is a good swinger for all the horns. Then a tune called Passion, which is better known by its title that I guess must have come after this album. A Flower is a Lovesome Thing, a Strayhorn tune that suitably has Strayhorn playing on it, as does the next one, Pretty Little Girl, which was a Strayhorn composition and features the composer. Short performance, but a very nice one. So those are our three tunes from the album Creamy. Scufflin', Passion, a.k.a. A Flower is a Lovesome Thing, and Pretty Little Girl. Thank you. Couple of lovely performances finishing off that set. We started out, though, with an up-tempo romper, Scufflin', a Johnny Hodges tune that featured all the horn players in this band, most notably Harry Carney playing some baritone sax and very untrammeled baritone sax solo there of the sort that he wasn't doing too much at this point. He played set pieces with Ellington and, of course, played the wonderful section parts that he did, but he didn't get a lot of chance to go on a blowing session the way this one was. We also heard Clark Terry on trumpet, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, Johnny Hodges on alto, Lawrence Brown on trombone, and then Billy Strayhorn on piano, Jimmy Woody on bass, and Sonny Greer on drums. Good up-tempo thing. And then two ballads that featured Hodges. The first one called Passion, a.k.a. A Flower is a Lovesome Thing, and then Pretty Little Girl, both of which were composed by Billy Strayhorn and feature some wonderful accompaniments and short solos by the composer as well. So we're going to do one more set for you with the Johnny Hodges Orchestra coming up. This comes from a slightly different period. On the earlier side, actually, this was from August 5th, of 1954. It was recorded in Los Angeles, another Verve album called More of Johnny Hodges and His Orchestra. And again, we have Shorty Baker back on trumpet, Lawrence Brown, Harry Carney, and Jimmy Hamilton. Same front line, along with Johnny Hodges that we had in the last album. And in the rhythm section, we have Cal Cobbs, on piano, John Williams on bass, and Louis Belson on drums. And the three tunes that we're going to hear are, we're going to start out with another ballady type of tune. We're going to hear Warm Valley, a beautiful Ellington tune that he did in 1940 as one of the early recordings of the Blanton Webster Band. Beautiful feature for Hodges in this case. Then we'll go to a bit of a curiosity, a co-composition by Hodges and Jimmy Hamilton called Madam Butterfly. Nice sort of atmospheric piece here. We'll hear some very pretty clarinet as well as pretty alto on there. Then we're going to finish up with a tune that I'm not sure was on the original LP. It might have been unreleased. It was called Used to Be Duke and was a tribute to the fact that Hodges had left the Ellington Band a few years earlier. He didn't know at the time he was going back, but we could call it Used to Be and Soon to Be Duke, I suppose. And that'll be a good feature for all the horns and Louis Belson on drums as well. So again, that comes from the album More of Johnny Hodges. I should mention each of these albums we're talking about also features a Norman Granz standard, which was a ballad medley. And basically it was all the horn players and occasionally some of the rhythm players playing one chorus of a ballad all glued together. And they can be interesting, but to me they're kind of unsatisfying in a way because nobody gets to play more than a little bit and it just jumps around from tune to tune. Anyway, you can go look those up if you like. So this is from the album More of Johnny Hodges. We're going to hear Warm Valley, Madam Butterfly, and Used to Be Duke. Thank you.
Thank you.
we had three tracks from the album More of Johnny Hodges, and very fine band. We started out with Warm Valley after I told you that I wasn't going to play any of those ballad medleys where everybody played just one chorus. That was just one chorus of Warm Valley, but it was beautifully done and very slow and dreamy and a classic Johnny Hodges performance, so that's worth having just for that. From there, we went to that tune, Madam Butterfly, Jimmy Hamilton and Johnny Hodges' tune. I had said there was some beautiful clarinet on there. There was not any beautiful clarinet, beautiful or otherwise. However, there was some very interesting tenor sax. Jimmy Hamilton played tenor on that. He was known primarily, of course, as a clarinet player, but in Ellington's band, he played second tenor in the section and very occasionally got a solo. He used to have a feature on Just You, Just Me, where he played a very kind of booting, driving tenor style in opposition to his very refined clarinet playing. And then we heard Used to Be Duke, kind of an odd tune, blues tune, up-tempo, with some almost rhythm and blues influences in there. And we heard an excellent band that included Harold Shorty Baker on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet and tenor sax, Harry Carney on baritone sax, especially well featured on that last number, Johnny Hodges on alto, Cal Cobbs on piano, John Williams on bass, and Louis Belson on drums. And we heard some Louis Belson on that number as well. Those were done, as I said, in 1954, July 2nd of 1954, and done in Los Angeles while various musicians were on tour there. So hope you've enjoyed this program. This is some Johnny Hodges you don't hear every day. These are albums from a kind of an uncovered part of his career. He made a lot of leader albums while he was with Ellington, earlier in his sojourn with the Ellington Band, and certainly later as well. But when he was a freelancer between 1951 and 1956, he did quite a bit of recording, and you don't hear as much of that as you do from other parts of his career. So this and the other podcasts we had hopefully fills that bill a little bit. So you've been listening to the Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark. Thank you for joining us. If you'd like to be a member of the family, we're always looking for new sponsors and ideas for new programs as well. So hit that little button and get in touch with me on my social media, Wolverine Jazz Band, wolverinejazzband.net, and also Wolverine Jazz Band on Facebook and Instagram. So thank you very much, and I'll see you on the other side.